Mark, it's over to you and telling us how tax can work for creatives.
Thanks very much, Rob. I mean, obviously, we've recently had a budget. It was something of a non-event, to be honest, as pre-election budgets often are. But I think arising out of the budget and also out of some previous tax changes which have happened, there are probably five things, right, I would really say to creatives that it's worth having a look at from a tax planning point of view.
Okay.
And I've tried to cover everything really from, you know, the very successful creative, the highly profitable creative, to the, yeah, if you like, the one-man band, mm-hmm, perhaps more the lifestyle business. And
right,
so hopefully,
okay,
there's something for everybody,
okay,
to at least have a think about. Starting, I suppose, at the top end, perhaps the first thing is, obviously, we've got now a restriction on the personal allowance and a new 50% rate band above 150,000. So for the highly profitable creative business,
yes,
obviously that can be an issue.
Right.
What people need to think about, particularly if they're operating as sole trades or partnerships,
yes,
really worthwhile thinking about operating through a limited company.
Right, okay.
Because if you're a sole trader or a partnership, you get taxed on the profit that you make. And,
yes,
and you've got no real control over that.
Right.
Whereas if you're a company, the amount of personal tax that you pay as a director or shareholder of the company depends on how much money you take out of that company,
yes,
and in what form you take it out. So it gives you a lot more control over the amount and type of your income.
So you should go limited.
So going limited for any significantly profitable business has got to be well.
I'm going limited. I don't know about the significantly profitable element,
well,
but I mean, am.
To be fair, as soon as you get to the stage where you're making a sort of five-figure profit upwards, there are significant savings.
My God, I am.
From operating as a limited company. So it is worth looking at. So that's
the first tip. Yeah.
The second one is if you are doing things that involve significant product or service development, and they have a sort of a groundbreaking element to them,
yes,
it's very well worth looking at research and development tax,
yes,
reliefs, which are very, very generous, either in a cash form or in the form of enhancing the expenditure,
yes,
you can claim tax relief on.
Yes.
And people tend to think research and development, oh, well, only big chemical companies do that sort,
yes,
of thing. Not true at all. I mean, for example, I've done projects like a graphic designer who was creating a site for a musician on Second Life.
Right, okay.
That qualified as research and development expenditure. Games companies,
yes,
doing work either online or developing new computer games, almost,
yes,
certainly research and development expenditure. So there's actually, it covers a much broader spectrum than people think it does.
And we've written
very generous reliefs, and we have written articles
which you can send
in the past.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's tip number two. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
The third one, again, perhaps for the larger creative business, if you're employing people and you've got,
yeah,
key people in the business, and times, you know, obviously a little bit tough in the economy,
yeah,
and it's difficult to give them pay rises, and you're,
yeah,
thinking, well, how can I incentivize, mm-hmm, my staff? One key way you can do that, and again, I've done this with a number, mm, of creative businesses, is actually give your key staff share options
right,
in the company.
Yes.
That can be done in a very tax-efficient manner so that it doesn't get taxed on them as income.
Yes.
So they pay a pretty low tax rate, somewhere between 10 and 18%.
Yes.
And only when they actually sell the shares.
Yes.
So that's quite a good system.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it gives them a stake in the business going forward.
Right, okay.
So it means that they, you know, that they have a real incentive to make the business a success. It also,
yes,
ties them into the business, so if,
yes,
you want to lose them, it makes them much less likely to leave.
Okay.
And therefore, that's very well worth looking at as well for the successful,
okay,
creative business. I suppose turning it a little bit the other way, if times have been tough and the business has made losses,
yes,
there is now the ability to carry back the losses for up to 3 years against previous trading profits, which is quite important.
So that's going to affect a lot of people.
Which will affect a lot of people. It's also important because it's time limited in terms of when your accounting period ends.
Yes.
So there is scope to change your accounting period,
yes,
so that you fit within the ability to claim the losses.
Yes.
Which obviously can be important. Again, I talked before about forming a company,
yes,
to take on the trade of a sole trade or partnership. Again, in a loss-making situation, that can work well because if you do that, it increases the ability to carry back the losses of your sole trade or partnership.
Yes.
So again, that can be worth looking at.
We're just coming to the end of the first 5 minutes, so
yeah,
we'll just have a slight break and then we'll do the next one.
Okay, so there's one thing left.